For a few years I spent working in London. I could not wait to get back home and jumped at the opportunity when it arose. We Yorkshire folk are proud to be from the White Rose County. We call it God's own county. We are proud of our history and tradition and all things we consider which help to make our home county such a marvellous place to live, with so much to offer and many stories to tell. So I thought I would tell a few of those stories from my own perspective as that proud natural-born Yorkshire native, so you can see why my home county is such a great place and perhaps somewhere you will visit one day, or return to explore more if you have already visited. I may be slightly biased from time to time, but do bear with me. Over the course of this book, I will introduce you to many things which, in my opinion, make Yorkshire great. From food to language, to history to industry, to sport to literature, to music to scenery, and plenty more besides. We even have our own language. I'll teach you some of that too. Then next time somebody asks you, "Now then, how's that been?" you will know what that means and be able to respond accordingly. That response might be, "Champion." "Very well, thank you for asking." Or, "Fair to middling." "About average." Perhaps you may be asked to gear or show some gumption. Do you know what that means in Yorkshire? The stereotypical image of the classic Yorkshireman, like myself, is one of a person wearing a flat cap, clogs, an old jacket, being followed around by his faithful whippet. Oh, and being notoriously tight with money, not spending as much as a single penny, unless it absolutely cannot be avoided. Whilst there may be some historical misconception about that, there is some truth in it too. Not so much these days, perhaps, though we do remain rightly proud of our heritage. We are also a friendly folk, generous, and very welcoming. Though that said, we do not suffer fools gladly. We also have a reputation for plain speaking. This is perhaps well illustrated by this verse in the native Yorkshire tongue. "Hear all, say all, say nought. Et all, sup all, pay nought. If either thou dost out for nought, allus do it for thee sen." The translation being, "Hear everything, see everything, say nothing. Eat everything, drink everything, pay nothing. If you ever do anything for nothing, always do it for yourself." Indeed, one popular comedian here in the UK by the name of Harry Enfield created a character some years ago of a gruff Yorkshireman who said what he liked and liked what he bloody well said. All part of the fun. We do speak as we find, and that's just one of the things which make Yorkshire folk what we are. Salt of the earth, as the saying goes. That's us. Travel options. A quick note about travel. Whilst most of Yorkshire is well served by road and rail, some of the places we will look at in this book are not. For example, the two national parks. If you have a sat-nav or an old-fashioned road atlas, you should be able to find your way around well enough. If not, or you prefer to use the train or local public transport, these links may be useful for you to plan your itinerary, especially to some of the more remote places. Train line. http://www.thetrainline.com. Travel Yorkshire. http://www.yorkshiretravel.net. East Yorkshire Motor Services. http://www.eyms.co.uk. Arriva Bus Yorkshire. https://www.arrivabus.co.uk.